speaking with Carl Thornton Jr. Are you enjoying the rain? Those of you who have experienced it a bit today, yesterday, the day before. Yes, indeed, we got some rain coming down. But you know what? I can't complain. I cannot complain. We need the water. Now, I know sometimes it almost seems like it goes from one extreme to the other, where we just don't have enough. And then when it comes, it hits hard. It pours. Sometimes they say when it rains, it pours. And sometimes for real, when it rains, it pours. Floods. That's really the word that I want. It floods. When it rains, it floods. But fortunately, that hasn't been the case much where we are in the Augusta, Georgia area. Fort Lauderdale area. Oh, man, you all got hit hard. The rain was coming down. It has been coming down. Hoping that you all have recovered okay. I mean that. We definitely got to be about the business of doing what we can to be in position to let the rain come the way it needs to come. Try not to waste. We have less and less drinking water, cooking water, and all of that. Yes, the climate change is really wreaking havoc. So I want you to be doing what we can. Let's do what we can to take good care of our earth, our climate, our water. Let me tell you what we got coming up. Friday, tomorrow, Power Friday at 1:30. Jennifer Palmieri will be joining us to share some tremendous insights regarding women as leaders. And we'll be sharing some of those insights from her book that's entitled, Dear Madam President, an open letter to the women who will run the world. I still want to know what your thoughts are. Ladies, gentlemen, teens, young adults, older adults, all ages, all ethnicities, all nationalities. What are your thoughts about women running the world? Isn't it interesting that the letter is addressed to the president, but she's talking about women running the world? What are your thoughts about women running some countries? What about women running many countries? What are your thoughts about women running most countries? In other words, how would it seem to you if we had a reversal? I don't anticipate this, but what if we had a reversal? And the percentage of world leaders who are now females, that percentage became male leaders. And the percentage that is currently male leaders, male world leaders, that flipped and that percentage became female world leaders. Well, we'll be talking about women and world leadership tomorrow when Jennifer Palmieri joins us. She was White House Communications Director for President Obama. She was Director of Communications for Hillary Clinton during her 2016 presidential campaign. Jennifer joins us. She has been all over the place, CNN and so many others, and she'll be joining us tomorrow. Today, we get a chance to hear from Ms. Elmira Shivers as she talks with us about the problem with gun violence and a project, a mission that she is a part of that is helping to address gun violence. She'll be with us this afternoon at 1:30. 1:30 this afternoon, Elmira Shivers, and we're talking about gun violence. All right. I had mentioned on my website that we would also be hearing from Dr. Mark Strong this week. We were going to hear from him Wednesday and then again on Sunday as he talked about the importance of the church, Christians, helping the community unite with Christ from his book, Divine Merger. We're in the process of rescheduling that, and that's the reason you didn't hear from him Wednesday. Won't hear from him Sunday. We're in the process of rescheduling, and we will definitely give you the update. We will continue this Sunday on Spiritual Perspectives, our conversation on what Americans are saying about God. And we're definitely looking at this from a number of angles. I encourage you, join us. We will also talk about human trafficking this Saturday. What is human trafficking? What does it entail? Probably more than some think. So just be on the listen out. And again, you can go to speakingwith.com. Check out this week's guests and topics. And we normally have that list available for you sometimes Sunday evening, by Sunday evening. You can also go to speakingwith.com and listen online at your convenience simply by clicking on the link that is labeled Listen Online at Your Convenience. It's smartphone optimized, and so you can definitely listen anywhere you have your smartphone. We usually have the broadcast for each day up somewhere around 5, sometimes a little bit later, but sometimes usually somewhere around 5 or 6. And if you know the name of the guest or you know the name of the topic, you can just put in a keyword, put in a name in the search bar of your smartphone and let the program bring up all the programs that have that keyword or that name in it. Makes your search much, much faster. Mucho faster. So I want to encourage you, be listening anywhere you can. And of course, as you know, you're listening to us now on 1550 AM, The Voice, WTHB, which is part of the Perry Broadcasting of Augusta family of stations. We're going to be talking with Elmira Shivers later today about guns. Let's start that conversation about guns right now, where BBC lets us in on some talk about, well, at least the consideration of a world with fewer, if any, guns in the hands of private citizens. We know that, we're on a worldwide basis, guns are not going away. You still have to consider the military, et cetera, law enforcement. But just on a private level, what would the world be like if there were no more guns? What would the United States of America, America the Beautiful, be like if private citizens were no longer allowed to have guns? Well, on March 24th, 2018, more than 2 million people took to the streets in the U.S. to protest gun violence. What the solution to that problem looks like depends on who you ask. Some people wish to repeal citizens' rights to bear arms. Others want to arm even more people. Which of those two scenarios do you think would lead to less gun violence, fewer gun deaths, more peace? A repeal of citizens' rights to bear arms, or many, many more people carrying arms? Most Americans have opinions that fall somewhere in between. But what if that debate were suddenly and irrevocably put to rest because there were no guns at all? What if all firearms in the world suddenly disappeared with no way to get them back? Guns obviously can't just magically vanish, but this thought experiment allows us to remove politics from the equation and rationally consider what we could gain and lose should we ever actually decide to have fewer guns around. In the United States, gun homicide rates are higher than the combined rate of other high-income nations. Now again, we're looking only at high-income nations right now. Just at this, in this moment, we're only considering high-income nations. We've said that gun homicide rates in the U.S. are higher than the combined rate now, all those other high-income nations taken together. America's gun homicide rate is higher than those. How much higher? How much higher is America's gun homicide rates than the combined gun homicide rates of all the other high-income nations? Would you believe 25 times? America's gun homicide rates are more than 25 times higher than the combined rate of other high-income nations. So that's a little bit of a review of what we looked at previously when we discussed this. Now, let's get back to what we were saying about suicide and guns. There was a drop in Australia when gun ownership took a huge nosedive, a great dip. In fact, one person from Sydney says that the result of some of the pre-existing declines in suicide and homicide rates, the risk of dying by gunshot in Australia statistically reduced by more than 50%, and you are hearing me right, 50, more than 50%, and in the past 22 years, after reducing gun ownership, there's been no sign of that rate, that stat, creeping up again. Suicide was a big part of that drop. Up to 80% of gun suicides no longer happen. Suicide went down and really surprised a lot of people. Gun ownership went down significantly, and suicide went down with it. They were delighted to discover in Australia that the displacement of lethal methods didn't occur. In other words, there's no evidence that people intending to commit suicide or homicide simply moved on to another weapon. And that's one of the arguments that some people make. Hey, if people don't have guns, they'll just use some other weapon to kill other people. In Australia, gun ownership was significantly reduced, and people did not substitute some other weapon to continue their killing. And it wasn't just suicides. The rate of gun homicides in Australia was also slashed by more than half following the ban on gun ownership. And while critics in the U.S. often argue that murderers would just find another way to kill their victims, that didn't happen in Australia. Instead, non-gun homicides remained roughly the same, meaning a drop in murders overall. Murderers simply do not choose another weapon. Generally speaking, if a person is going to kill with a gun, they're generally going to kill with a gun. And generally speaking, they're not going to say, well, you know, since I can't kill with a gun, let me get some other kind of weapon. Let me get a terrible knife. I mean a terrible knife, something big, jagged edges, super sharp. Most people who are going to kill with guns, kill with guns. And if they can't kill with guns, most people just don't kill at all. All right. Let's talk about this some more, talking about guns. And this is sort of serving as a segue, if you will, to the conversation that I'll have with Amara Shivers later today, when we'll talk about teens against gun violence, right here on Speaking with Carl Thornton Jr., your host.